Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cromwell Cares podcast. I'm Tanya Iverson, General Manager of Cromwell Media. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen and learn throughout the year about all of these amazing nonprofits here in our community and just all of the amazing things that they're doing. I'm excited to introduce to you today the Opportunity Center so that you can listen and learn how you can get involved in the different things that the Opportunity Center does right here in our community. But first, I want to thank our sponsors, Jerry Ray Davis, who is your friend in the car business, and also Robert Edge with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for believing in this project and being a part of it. We couldn't do this without you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me for the September Cromwell Cares edition. We have our grant winner in the studio today to learn more about the Opportunity Center. We are very excited about new and exciting things going on, and I'm excited to introduce their board president, Tammy Maglinger, who is in the studio with me today. Tammy, thank you so much for coming in and being on the podcast and teaching people about the Opportunity Center.
Well, good morning, Tanya, and thank you so much. We're so grateful to Cromwell Radio for offering this opportunity to us to showcase our program.
So, Tammy, I know that you kind of have a personal story about being a part of the Opportunity Center. So what made you want to serve on the board of the Opportunity Center?
Well, I've been involved with the Opportunity Center most of my adult life. I have a family member who attended the program for 45 years. And I served in the capacity of a caregiver and then just a volunteer and forged relationships and saw all the great work that they were doing. And I was asked if I'd be interested in joining the board, and wholeheartedly I said yes.
So how long have you been serving on the board?
I've been on the board for 4 years.
4 years, and now you're president.
Been president of the board for 2 years.
That's awesome. You had a personal connection, a family member that...
I had a family member who attended all the way from school, because back in the day, in the 60s, people may not know this, but people with disabilities weren't allowed to attend public school. And so the Opportunity Center came into being because of a group of interested parents in 1956 came together, and they started a school for their children. And it was all volunteer-based. And then when kids were allowed to go to school, they had these adults, and they tried to find a place in our community for them. So they formed a training center, a job training center. It was back then called a sheltered workshop, where work was brought into the building for the clients to do, and they were paid a wage to do that. And that's how we've evolved today. My family member went to school there, went through the sheltered, went through all the job training, and he passed away a couple of months ago at the age of 62. But it was everything to him. That was his life. He had a purpose in life. He was so proud every other Friday that he was handed a paycheck, no matter what the amount, for what he did. And so I think that's the biggest thing the Opportunity Center gives back to the community, is it gives people a purpose.
I think that is incredible, and I love the fact that, you know, that you're sharing that story, and I'm very sorry about your loss. So could you give kind of a little bit of information exactly what the Opportunity Center is about and what they do?
Well, first and foremost, we advocate for rights for our individuals, the people that we serve. We advocate for their right to be a part of this community. We provide training for them from anywhere, going out and shopping and spending money and how to shop, we have cooking classes and we teach basic skills, but we also teach job training skills. We teach how to present yourself in an interview. If you want to go to work at Walmart, or if you want to go to work, we have a client that works at Wendell Foster. So we teach them interpersonal skills. We may teach them money skills, just a variety of things.
That's incredible, because I know that I see several that work, and they are the sweetest, most kindest people that you'll ever meet. And they just love what they do.
They really love to work.
They do. And they are just just like sunshine during the day whenever you get to meet them or come across them or, you know, when they're working. I know that's always touching to me.
Mm-hmm. So. Where our goal at the Opportunity Center with our staff and our board is we are building an inclusive community.
Most people couldn't ask for anything more than that. Have a purpose, fulfillment in your life. So is there a certain kind of requirement? Special needs, is that the correct term? Or
people with disabilities.
People with disabilities.
We serve people with developmental disabilities.
Okay.
And they are Medicaid approved, so they are in a Medicaid program. They have plans of care. They have goals that they want to achieve. And we work with other agencies to do that.
Can you give me some examples of what that disability looks like?
Sure, absolutely. And there's different degrees of disability. In my case, my family member had Down syndrome, and he had the ability to remember every word of every country song he'd ever heard, but he could not read or write. And he would not have been able to make change. So it was a different degree. And then we have individuals that we serve who are married, who work into the community. So it's our goal not to put everyone in the same class because mm-hmm. there's different abilities with each person.
Okay. I was just, if somebody was listening and they weren't sure about whether or not they would be able to possibly apply or be a part of the Opportunity Center, you know, what would that entail?
That would give us a call. We'll help you through that. There's processes, other agencies that have to be involved, but we can certainly give them some advice and guide them through.
So connect them to possibly exactly. the proper agency that they need
right.
to be referred from or to work with. Is there a certain age requirement or
18? Our 18. Age requirement is 18 today. It may change in the future. I'm not sure. The need in our community for services is really, really great.
Well, I know that you are definitely an individual who loves to serve because we've served together on a board as well.
Right.
And I loved working with you and so glad that you are part of the Opportunity Center. I know what you bring to the table as far as serving and that you are just amazing.
Well, I appreciate
at it.
That, Tanya. I could say the same for you.
So we have another amazing lady here in the studio with us.
We're so excited. We've recently hired a new executive director. Our previous executive director, Sally Phillips, who had devoted her whole career to helping people with disabilities, recently retired. And we were so fortunate to hire Rosemary Condor as our new executive director and lead us into the future.
That is very exciting because I know that she comes with a ton of experience and, you know, a heart as well to serve. So here we got Rosemary Condor. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate that. Great job. Thank you for having me here.
So, Rosemary, I know that you were serving as an executive director for CASA for
yes.
many years.
Yes.
But you retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what made you decide to get out of retirement and to serve on the Opportunity Centers?
Well, I think that part of it, I'd like to say, is a God thing, but I love to serve. I feel like I love our community. But really, Tammy inspired me to come out of retirement because we would talk about their search for a director. And every time she would share that passion that she had for the organization and the people that they support, it gave me such a feeling that I needed to be involved in some capacity. So one conversation, I asked her, you know, how can I help? And that turned into this opportunity. So I'm so grateful for this opportunity and to be able to be involved and to help the people that we serve.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So it was definitely come through in your passion to serve and to get her. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really great.
Yeah.
Tell me just kind of your experience since you've, you know, accepted the role. What have you learned? What have you experienced?
So much. Such a whirlwind. I think the one word is just respect for the staff and the board and the individuals and their caregivers. It's really just incredible what people don't realize in our community that is happening with the organizations that support people with disabilities. It's it's really inspiring and encouraging for our community, I think. But Sally Phillips stayed for a couple of weeks, so we did a little transition together, and just her incredible devotion to the organization and to the people we support, and the staff staying with it and hanging in there and working so hard during COVID, and that was such a really traumatic time for the organization and for them and for the individuals. And they just, the resilience from that, they came through with flying colors, and now we're ready to move on to the next level of just success and empowering them to have the best life.
That's incredible. Yeah. So I know that there's probably exciting and great things coming up. So what does the future of the Opportunity Center look like?
Well, the facility itself is going to be going through some changes and renovations just because it needs it. It's an old building, but the clients deserve a really welcoming and warm environment. So we're really doing some renovations coming up, and the board is just really supportive and determined that we're going to do those for the best of the clients and the staff. So then we're going to be building some programs, really exciting things coming up that are kind of on the burner, percolating a little bit. I'm really super excited about the way the future is going to be. The next year is going to be a whirlwind of activity for us, and so we'll be hopefully recruiting more individuals to come and be with us at the center, and having more employees too. So I know everyone is looking for employees, and really people that with disabilities that have been trained are the most reliable, dependable, trustworthy, and dedicated employees they can find. So we're really, really excited to have the opportunity to do some training and to bring them more into the workforce and improve their lives too.
So how many people do you currently serve at the Opportunity Center?
Between 64 and 70.
Okay. And that's on a daily basis or just once a week?
Daily basis.
What would the future of how many people that you would like to serve eventually get to?
Well, like Tammy said, sadly, there's too many that are underserved right now, especially the ones that are transitioning out of high school, out of the school system, and heading home into not sure what their futures will be. So we're really hoping to work collaboratively with the community college, with some of the other facilities and training for them. I really would love to see us at a capacity. I mean, we could easily handle 200 clients easy. So, but we do have to build a really strong staff foundation and make sure that they're trained and professional so that we give the best care possible.
So are you currently looking to hire staff? Is there a specific positions that you're looking for?
Yes. And we are revising our job descriptions and our pay scale. So we are hoping to have that launched here in the next few weeks, and so that we can really begin that in earnest. But we really want someone with a heart for the people that we support. That's the main criteria, is they have to really want to have a heart for loving them and taking care of them and giving them the best opportunities that they can. So that's what we're all about. Opportunities.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I love opportunities. I love giving opportunities as well. So I get it totally. If somebody wants to find out about positions that you currently have coming up, or if they want to find out about volunteering, do you guys accept volunteers, and is there a certain training that they have to go through?
Yes. We would love to have some people come in and interview for positions that we will be having, but also we would love to have volunteers. So from within the community, if it's a group they would love to come in and play music or do art or read or something like that, where it's just one time, then we would just welcome that. But if they wanted to be a volunteer on a regular basis, then of course we would want to do background checks, and we would provide all of that training and information that they need to be there comfortably on a daily basis. So it's kind of different roles for different volunteer opportunities, but we definitely would love that.
So can they go to your website to contact you and get all that information? What is
your
website?
Yes, it is opportunitycenterowensboro.org.
And so you guys will be posting the jobs that you're currently revamping.
Yes, and they will be on Indeed.com and also linked through our website and our Facebook page at Opportunity Center Owensboro.
So make sure you go and follow their page, Opportunity Center Owensboro.
Get to see all the fun things that we're doing. They take little field trips and as a group and really enjoy that. So, and also if you have an organization that you would like to have us come in and do a tour, we'd love that too.
What are some things that are coming up that people can get involved with, or possibly maybe if you guys have some fundraisers or activities that are coming up that the community can support you guys in?
We are always looking for opportunities for our clients to engage in the community. One of our initiatives, and it's gone over just great, is individuals volunteering within the community. And so we've had some great collaboration. We've had partnerships with Western Kentucky Botanical Garden, where our clients work with their staff in planting. We work with the Senior Citizen Center in helping them prepare and mail their quarterly newsletter. Recently went through the Bluegrass Museum. Our clients learned all about bluegrass music and instruments. So that's the biggest, that's what we're looking for on a daily, weekly basis. It's just other nonprofits, companies that we can collaborate with that our individuals can learn more about and be a part of.
Because whenever you are, you know, collaborating and connecting and you're working together, it just only makes the community stronger. It makes the people in the community stronger. I love being able to partner and work with different organizations or different businesses. That's one of the things that I just love, creating that opportunity for everyone to be able to work together and learn the different things that they do and about what they do. So, yeah, if you guys ever want to come in and bring them to have a tour of the radio station, that would be awesome.
Actually, this is what I would love. I would love for us to have a little podcast where they lead it, and they could come in and just kind of have a time with you and kind of be part of the programming and also see behind the scenes, like how you run your control panels. And some may not be comfortable in front of the microphone, but the work behind it is so interesting. And I think that most people would be really curious how that works. So,
oh, yeah,
we would love that.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when they come in here, they're like, what are all these buttons? Mm-hmm. And they get a little intimidated about the microphone, too. So I completely understand that.
Yeah, we probably would have a few who'd love the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I could think of two right on the top of my head. So, we would love that.
Okay. So if they want to partner with you to possibly, you know, give people opportunity to experience certain things.
Sure. They could do tickets, they could do gift cards, anything like that that we could use to kind of plan things throughout the week and throughout the month for them.
And then always donations are always accepted.
Donations are always welcome.
And appreciated very much. And I don't look at donations like so much as charity, as an investment, but they're an investment in the community and in the future of the community. And so I think that if when we look at that, one thing I really try to stress with the staff is that nonprofits add so much to a community, and that they really are a savings to every taxpayer because so much of the work is donated. So that really takes a burden off of the community to have to provide for services. So really it's a win-win for everyone to support a nonprofit.
I completely understand, and I get it because, you know, that was one of the reasons why this podcast and this campaign was was born, is because, you know, I did Dancing with the Stars and I was serving on a board, and I seen the need and the awareness that wasn't happening in the community for so many great nonprofits that really nobody knew about in the services, and people need to know about the services and the opportunity that's there. Working for a radio station and working for a media company, I felt like that was kind of where I was led at that point, to be able to educate.
It's wonderful.
Awareness
is the first piece, I think it is. You know, one of the things too that we're kind of dealing with is our identity, because we have gone through a name change and moving from one location, kind of consolidating everything to one location. So we don't want to be known as at the bingo hall, but that people are always asking where our location is. So I think kind of making sure that maybe that they do know that we're off of Byers Avenue, you know, or 231, something like that. And I can't say that the bingo is a is a bad thing. It's a very nice piece of our income. It also supports the nonprofits who have their bingo there as their fundraiser. So it's not a bad thing, but it's just not the identity that we want personally.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
All right. Thank you so
for
much
for coming in, and I really appreciate it.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Excited to yeah. see all of the awareness that's going to happen and all the connections and the networking.
Thank you again to Cromwell for doing this programming and this campaign. It's been really great for us.
You're welcome.
And we appreciate what you're doing for the community and all the nonprofits in the community.
Yeah, yep. We are here to help and support the community and all of its organizations and businesses. That is what we do, and that's what we're here. Why we're here.
That's so awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the September edition of Cromwell Cares. Thank you to Tammy and to Rosemary for coming in and sharing their story and sharing their passion and sharing the story of the Opportunity Center and how you can get involved. Make sure you visit their website, opportunitycenterowensboro.org, and also give them a follow on Facebook as well. I want to thank you for taking the time to learn about the Opportunity Center and to learn about Cromwell Cares and all of the great nonprofits here in our community. But we can't leave without saying thank you to our sponsors. Thank you, Jerry Ray Davis. He is your friend in the car business. And thank you, Robert Edge, Kentucky Farm Bureau agent. We really appreciate your support. And we appreciate you taking the time to learn and listen about the amazing organizations right here in our community. I'm Tanya Iverson, General Manager of Cromwell Media. Cromwell Cares is a production of Cromwell Media.